On October 31st, Brian Albertelli was ready to say if the election were held today, Cain would be his pick.
I moved towards Herman Cain only because he's the only guy out there that come out with a tax plan, whether you like it or not. It is a tax plan, and it completely changes the system we got.
Albertelli works at a manufacturing plant and likes Cain's bold approach to government. Abby Sykes, a Dover lawyer, was not quite as enthusiastic a supporter, but Cain was one of her top two, and she definitely saw qualities in Cain that she thinks the country could use.
He's willing to be creative, and I think that we need some creativity. I think we need some, you know, break out of the mold a little bit. I also like how very approachable and real Herman Cain seems.
Another voter, college teacher Bob Jaffin, was similarly impressed with Cain. And how have the allegations affected Jaffin's opinion now?
It has no impact at this point in time.
Jaffin simply has not seen or heard enough facts.
It's too inconclusive and too many questions raised for me to be willing to give credence to it or let it affect my current position.
When it comes to knowing the truth of what happened, if anything happened, between Herman Cain and these women, all three voters we spoke to find themselves in the same boat. They don't know the truth. To varying degrees, they could believe that the accusations of harassment might be exaggerated or even fabricated. More than any of them, Albertelli sees the hand of politics.
I think there's people trying to take him down. I agree with a lot of people that have brought up the fact that, you know, this just happens to conservative people, right?
But if these voters are ready to give Cain the benefit of the doubt, this matter clearly taints how they look at him. Sykes says she can no longer think about Cain as she did before.
Now I am forced to question in a way that I wouldn't have otherwise Mr. Cain's honesty and his integrity and his character, for lack of a better word, because that's not something I would have questioned before, not this way.
We've heard a lot in the past week about the court of public opinion, but it would be a mistake to think that applies just to Herman Cain's behavior 15 years ago. For Jaffin, the question is less what Cain did then and more how he has handled himself today. And in that respect, Cain's reputation is balanced on the edge.
I will have to judge the veracity of the claims, and if I feel there's enough truth behind them, he's toast to me, because that means he's lying.
Even if these individual voters decide that they can trust Cain, he runs another risk that could cost him their support. This is not the first primary for any of these people. Albertelli, for one, wants his vote to matter, and he will be watching that gauge of the court of public opinion, the polls.
If he falls down into fifth place and there's still no evidence, it's just he's just been destroyed, and there's no way he's going to win the nomination and there's no way he's going to win the presidency, then obviously, you know, I got to start looking somewhere else because I want the right guy, but I also want to win.
There is a word two of these voters used when asked about Herman Cain. That word is yet, as in, my opinion hasn't changed yet, which leaves open the possibility that it will. For NHPR News, I'm John Greenberg.